Hello and welcome, Amashur Anam. Welcome to Generational Healing for Spirituality Program, Part 1. This is a three-part program to help you dissolve fear-based divine connections and teachings so that you can allow a love-based connection to form or strengthen the connection that you may already have. I'm glad that you are a part of this journey to begin a process to consciously design what your reality needs now. We are at a point where major global transformation is taking place. And this call is not about putting down any particular belief or faith or way of life or point of view. It is simply about helping you to enhance it more. You know, as you look at the world today, you see a spiritual evolution. You see expansion of consciousness. And a lot of people are on a spiritual journey, a journey to align with their higher purpose, their divine purpose, to serve more, to help others. And at the same time, a lot of people are going into density. There is a lot of confusion in the field globally where people are not sure what to do or who to follow or who to listen to. You know, many other things are happening because for tens of thousands of years, maybe more, we have been exposed to many fear-based teachings. And this is not to put down any particular faith or system. The systems are great. Sometimes the interpretation could cause disharmony. Maybe the interpretation worked for a certain period of time, but based on all the changes that happened globally in the last few thousand years, some of those interpretations did not change. And we often create disharmony. You know, we are a globally connected race now. We are a nation of, that's very heavily dependent on internet and connections to other people and companies around the planet. But at the same time, our divine connection is in a state of flux. So let's focus on harmonizing the connection and dissolving all those fear, anger, judgment, abuse, shame, guilt, betrayal, and other types of information and energy that got passed down to us from previous generations, from our parents, grandparents, and few generations before them, from the environment, from schools, colleges, from religious organizations, from spiritual organizations, and from others. So simply notice where you are. You know, the class and the program may bring up a lot of stuff deep inside you, and it will bring up stuff from inside your heart, you know, things that you hold way deep inside you. Some are conscious, some you're holding on at a subconscious level. You know, it doesn't really matter if the information is stored inside you, only then it can come out. So as you go through the transformation process, simply notice your sensations, notice what's coming up, and focus on creating a love-based divine connection or healing the connection that you already have. You know, many of you who are on our spiritual path, you may think that you don't really have those old type of connections that are not beneficial. But here's the thing, though. Your previous generations did, most likely. And that information is stored in your DNA, in your cellular memories, in your organs. Things that you inherited from your parents in the womb. And things that they inherited from their parents and previous generations, they are all a part of you. you have turned off some of them. Some of them are in a state of hibernation. Some of the information may be triggered in the future. When you go through certain experiences, but understand that the information is there. So we want to look at dissolving those information. What I do in the generational healing process is I look at your genetic codes, your imprints, the information that got passed down to you. I look at the math. I look at the algorithms that are a part of your system. And, you know, those of you who are brand new, I simply work with the hologram to design or to help design your reality faster. So if you are familiar with some of the processes, great. If you're not familiar, that's great too. This will be your first exposure. Simply notice your sensations. So this program is primarily an experiential journey for you where I will initiate processes to isolate codes and information from your field and your system that are keeping you stuck or limited, and you will begin a process to transform them at a deeper level. I will do a lot of the deep and powerful transformations for you in the womb, for your childhood, for information that were passed down to you from your ancestors and from your surroundings. So what I would invite you to do is simply notice your sensations without any judgment. Don't get caught up in any kind of judgment about things that happened to you or things that you may have done. Simply notice when information pops up or when thoughts, feelings, images, mental videos pop up. Simply notice if they're not beneficial. Imagine dragging and dropping those thoughts, feelings, ideas, judgments, and sensations into a universal recycle bin. All right? Now, as I mentioned, that we are at this point where a global spiritual evolution is happening, and understand that it begins with each one of us. You know, what we see outside of us, in our family, in our neighborhood, in our country, in the world, is also a reflection of what's happening deep inside us. Now, our inner world, our inner reality, creates an external projection where things in the outside world look somewhat similar, and they respond to our vibrational alignment. Now, we see a lot of anger, judgment, hatred, shame, guilt, betrayal, abuse, and other types of energies on the planet that are simply not beneficial for us. Now, they were not beneficial in the past either, but now we have a way to shift them faster. So transformation of these energies that you notice all around the planet begins with you. We each hold a part of that energy. And collectively, we form this field where through different points, a rupture happens or an explosion happens and certain types of sensations come out. It could come out through individuals, groups, organizations, countries. It doesn't really matter how that explosion happens, but it happens because in the collective consciousness, we store that energy. If we did not store that energy, it would not come out. So understand that. Now think about a volcano. A volcanic eruption happens because there is lava. If lava does not exist, it cannot come out. So what is it that you're holding onto deep inside you? Even if you have done a lot of the conscious work or spiritual work, and you have done a lot of journeys to transform your inner self, what do you store inside you? What got passed down to you by your previous generations? Now simply notice those information and notice without judgment. So we will look at restoring our connection between science, technology, and spirituality. You know, one of the things I do is through the programs and by creating holographic tools, I bring in science, technology, and spirituality together so you can harness the power that's beneficial for you and use that to design your reality. So think about cars. Now, there are many makes and models and colors, but you have some favorite cars. Maybe you have a favorite make or model or color. And what does a car do? Its job is to take you from point A to point B. You know, some people collect cars, that's great, but for the other 99.9999% of the people on the planet, a car is only valuable when it takes you from point A to point B. Your destination is not the car. Your destination is that journey and where you are going. So in a similar way, if you can think about all religious and other types of connections as tools or technology to help you connect with divine consciousness, cosmic consciousness, universal consciousness, God consciousness, doesn't matter what terminology you use, based on your language, based on your culture or faith, you will have a different term to use. But when you can think about religion as your vehicle or your faith or the system that you follow, if you can think about those as your vehicle to connect with the divine energy, then you can rise above judgment. You can be curious about other makes and models and colors, other vehicles, other ways of living. You know, we don't want to judge anybody else. We don't want to prove that my car is better than your car, or my model is better than your model, or this is the latest one, your one is the old one. We don't want to go into any of those arguments. Those are old ways of doing things. You know, we have a global community now. We are not separated. We are connected often with people that is like thousands of miles away from us, and we may have not met yet. And some of those people are our closest friends. They're like our family members. So we have a global connection. So begin to think about all religions, all faiths, all types of spiritual teaching as different highways to get to your destination. And the destination is pretty much the same. It is that divine alignment. It is your higher vision, higher purpose. It is your, it is where you want to go. It is living a peaceful and joyful life. It is living a loving life. So let's take a look at all connections as simply different paths. And wherever you are is fine. But as you consciously grow and evolve, you will notice that all these paths come together, they merge, and they create these new highway for you where any kind of fear, judgment, anger, betrayal, shame, guilt, and all types of old ways of teaching are not simply there anymore. So we want to look at forming that global connection, and we want to look at enhancing that global connection, okay? So in this program, we will do a lot of that, and I will be quiet a lot, and sometimes for long periods of time when I run different processes for you. simply close your eyes and experience the sensations. If you are not familiar with some of my processes, then I want to let you know that I don't do lecture-based teachings. You know, I've talked a lot at the beginning just to give you some ideas, but other than that, this is going to be experiential for you. I will take you into a journey. You can call that a meditation if you want. I call that a journey because many things happen. There are many types of transformation processes happen, many integration happens. But I take you into these journeys, and then I help you to transform a lot of these codes, information, and imprint that you are storing in your system. So simply notice your sensations, and if you fall asleep, that's fine. Even if you fall asleep, you will still get the benefit because a powerful holographic container for the generational healing for spirituality exists in the hologram, and you are connected to that holographic container. So when I run different processes, regardless of when you go through the program, the processes happen to you and you experience them in the background. Some of those will be strong, especially if you are sensitive to energy. And if you're not sensitive to energy or if you don't know how to notice, then you may notice things in different ways. Everything is fine. Simply notice your sensations, the thoughts, the feelings, the images, the videos, the emotions, everything that's coming up, simply notice them, but don't get caught up in analyzing anything, okay? And in your heart, simply hold on to that vision of living a life where you are 100% aligned, when you operate from pure love with healing in your heart, and you see that in you, and you see that everywhere on earth. So let's focus on your inner harmony, your inner awareness, your inner alignment, and a global harmony and a global expansion of consciousness. So when I'm quiet, I will be running a lot of processes for you in the background, and I will open up a lot of your connection imprints. Some of these are how you connect with divine. Some of these are religious. Some of these are spiritual. Some of these are ethnic, cultural, and all different types of beliefs. So I will look at the patterns of information. I will look at the math. I will look at how your system processes that information, and as I isolate the connections that are not beneficial for you, that are not beneficial for us at this level of consciousness and where we are going, I will begin to run different processes to help you learn the lessons and dissolve those connections. So that's the simplest way of explaining this class. And when I ask you questions, simply answer them from your heart and notice your responses without judgment. Put your expectations aside and simply explore everything with curiosity. So simply explore. Let all of your judgments about what is supposed to happen to you as a result of going through this program, just, you know, dissolve them. And be open to receiving. Otherwise, you may create a lot of resistance with your thoughts, expectations, and judgments. And you will not detach from them, so you receive everything fully. Let us begin our part one, journey, processing, and enhancements. Focus on your heart. Gently close your eyes and begin to breathe in and out deeply and gently. Let's bring up spiraling earth energy from the center of earth and allow that energy to come up through your lower chakras and your feet. And I will now bring in the spiraling rays of the sun through your higher chakras and your crown. Allow these energies to flow through you up and down. You are inside a vortex between the earth and the sun. These energies will keep spiraling through you as you go through the class. I'm also going to bring in an energy vortex from the collective consciousness of the roses. Allow the energy of the rose vortex to flow through you and begin to absorb the energy of love into all of your cells, into your atoms, into your DNA. heart. As I ask you some questions now, simply notice your response. Notice what immediately comes up. Thoughts, feelings, images, videos, judgment, analysis, justification. Simply notice what comes up without getting caught up in any kind of judgment. Simply notice what comes up for you. Think about divine connection. Notice what comes up. Your thoughts, feelings, images, things that you have heard. Anything that comes up is fine. As I ask you questions and you respond, you also have a subconscious response. In the hologram, I'm isolating those responses and I'm running an algorithm to create a mapping of your responses, of how information flows through your system. And then we will begin the process to transform what's not beneficial. What do you think about religions? Allow your responses to come from your heart and simply notice the mental chatter too. Simply notice. Let's look at the world's major religions in alphabetical order. Notice what comes up. Buddhism, Christianity, Hinduism, Islam, Judaism think about being an atheist, but not having any connection or not believing in any connections. Think about churches, temples, synagogues, mosques, and other types of organizations and establishments. Simply notice what comes up. What do you think about spirituality? Think about your family and your previous generations. What type of religious and spiritual beliefs are passed down to you? Think about your parents, birth parents or adopted parents. Think about their religious and spiritual beliefs. What did they pass down to you? Focus on your heart and keep breathing in and out deeply and gently. Notice your responses from your heart. Do you have any anger toward religions or spirituality or divine connection? Do you have any judgment toward religions, spirituality, or divine connection? Have you experienced any shame, guilt, or betrayal energies around any religion, spirituality, faith, or divine connection? Simply allow your system to respond. Have you experienced any abuse because of your faith or lack of faith? Focus on your heart and breathe in and out deeply and gently. In your consciousness, let us journey back to the room. Imagine sending a beam of light from your heart into the room. You are connecting with yourself, with your past. I will now begin to scan the information to notice what got passed down to you when you were in the room around religion, spirituality, faith, and divine connection. Or even lack of faith. A connection. I will now begin a process to help you dissolve any type of fear, judgment, anger, shame, guilt, betrayal, hatred, or abuse energies that you were exposed to when you were in the womb. Whether these were intentional or not intentional, or simply because your parents experienced something, it doesn't really matter. These energies are simply no longer beneficial for your system. I will first run the holographic tool, Rings of Harmony, around all of those experiences, around yourself and your parents. You can imagine or visualize dirty water coming out of yourself and from all those experiences. I will now begin a process to dissolve some of those experiences, energies, and information. I will now bring in a mixture of energy matrix from the stars Maya and Antares B to help you dissolve and transform a lot of those parental and generational beliefs around religion, spirituality, divine connection, and faith. You can imagine or visualize this energy as a warm liquid mixture. It's washing all of your cells, your atoms, your DNA, the womb, the umbilical cord, and your entire energy field, both now and when you were in the womb. And all those old and non-beneficial beliefs and connections are being dissolved. And they're coming out of your system in the form of dirty water. Focus on your heart and keep breathing in and out deeply and gently. continue to focus on your heart and keep breathing in and out deeply and gently as the process continues in the background. Let's breathe in and out deeply and gently. Let's bring in a lot of rose energy and healing energy from the rainforest. Allow these energies to flow through you and through the womb. Integrate a stronger flow of love and healing energies. Let's breathe in and out deeply and gently a few more times. Come back to your present moment. Rub your hands together and gently open your eyes. Welcome back. You have begun the processing of a deep transformation at many levels, and the processes will continue in the background for some time. In part two, we will go deeper into transforming many old doctrines and programmings. So focus on inner and global unity, collaboration, healing, love, and harmony. Focus on aligning with your truth and your divine or cosmic vision. What is it that you would love to attract or create or manifest. Think about your vision for the world. So begin to rise above any of the challenges that you face or that you notice globally, and think about new ways of resolving things, new ways of doing things. So simply hold that vision, and you can continue to focus on your heart. You can think about your heart lighting up, and think about that light is gradually expanding throughout your whole body, and it's continuing to expanding throughout the entire planet and filling up this entire universe. So create a heart connection and notice if anything pops up, thoughts, feelings, images, old conversations, old connections. If anything pops up, simply think about disconnecting from them, anything that's not beneficial, throw them in the universal recycle bin and focus on your vision for your life, your vision for the world, and let's continue the deep processing and reprogramming and simply notice what shows up without getting caught up in any kind of judgment. If old connections come back, simply notice and understand that they're coming up to the surface so that you can flush them out of your systems and you can let those go and transform those energies. So really focus on your heart and focus on your vision without judgment. So take care and have an absolute magical rest of your day and rest of the month. We're going to meet again on Wednesday, and it's going to be Wednesday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, March 16, and we will go into a lot of deeper level of transformation. So I'm going to open up the line for any sharing or questions that you may have. You can also share your experience on the webcast if you'd like. Let's take a look at the first caller. I see, I guess, a web call from Istanbul. Are you there? I see Guney Apak, the name. The connection shows Istanbul. If you're there, you can say hello. No? Okay, I'm going to move on to the next person. Last four digits, 1759.
Hi, Mashur.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. That was a very nice process you took us through. I'm so overwhelmed with everything. Even though I'm kind of slow feeling the energy, but there was something there that I felt very much connected to, like in the back of my neck, I was feeling pressure. I guess the release is happening. So I'm looking forward to the next session. My question, I order your package, you know, I have the rings on me, you know, and all that stuff. I've been kind of slow working on it, to be honest, because I have so much going on, you know, between financial situations, out of work for so long, and working on jump-starting my business, being so overwhelming, but my financial blockages, I guess, has to do with, you know, my ancestors, you know, programming on working hard and maybe not working smart.
So look at, you know, what is it that you would like to attract? Because those are all these old programming, you know, this particular program is around spirituality and those divine connections, but many of those connections actually keep us stuck because there are things about, you know, money is the root of all evil. There are things about money makes you greedy. And, you know, a lot of the old systems that are in place, they are not beneficial. So in the next two parts, we will also look at transforming a lot of those. So simply, you know, focus on what is it that you would like to attract. You know, understand that you're going through some of the major changes. So simply notice where you are. Don't get caught up in analyzing what is not working or what did not happen. So your focus needs to change. So think about, you know, you don't like a particular channel on TV, and you're still playing the channel and watching it and realizing it that you don't like it, but you're not changing it. So let's change that. So now focus on your ideal vision, the ideal scenarios, and what you would like to experience and attract. Okay?
Yes, that's so true. I feel myself always working for people. Like right at this moment, I'm about to start up like small project. It's actually a request from a family member, but I still don't find it in my heart to charge the right price or even charge anything. So that has been one of the biggest roadblocks for me to work on finding the way to charge the right price for, because I'm in the fashion business. So if I make a dress for a little girl, and even though, yes, it takes maybe half a day or maybe a whole day to complete, I just don't find a way to put the right price on it because I'm so heart-centered that I want to be there for everybody and help anybody who comes and asks for my help. So that's just my nature, to be so generous. And yet I forget about myself that I need to, you know, survive like everybody else.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, generosity and hurting yourself are different. So, you know, begin to look at that and notice that if you're not well and if you cannot take care of yourself, then, you know, you're going to be able to do less for others. So simply, you know, look at the math when it comes to charging things. Look at what it costs you.
Look at the
percentage. Mm-hmm. So, you know, think about you know, thousands of other people that you can help. But if you're not feeling good about something, then you're also passing on that not feeling good energy into your product. So you need to feel good. So really look at that and focus on your vision as we go through the program, and you know, use the tools to shift the reality faster. Right?
Wow, my head is expanding from that. You hit it right in the head because it's so true. That is such a, I mean, if I could only have the means, I'll be able to help so many people. And that's why my business failed in the past. I was in the business for 6 years, and my goal was to help young designers come to me like a one-stop shop because I could do it all. You know, I just don't do sketching. But
So here's the thing, though. You keep going back to the old programming, what used to happen, what didn't happen. So let's detach from all of that. Now let's focus on your connection, your alignment, and focus on what is your vision for the future, not the past. So simply focus on that vision, write them down, and begin to focus on manifesting it, all right?
Yes, thank you so much. Great work.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
You too. Take care. All right. Let's look at the next caller. Let's focus on, you know, the call. If you have any question about a particular call or the spiritual connections, or you want to share your experience, Let's do that. I'll be on the line for a little bit longer. So next caller is 2486.
Hello, Monsieur.
Hello.
Thank you so much for, first of all, thank you so much for gifting this program to us. I'm deeply appreciative, and it was right on time for me. And so I just want to really say thank you. I really appreciate it. The other thing that I experienced during the call, I really felt something heavy, like lift from my heart. And I followed the guidance where I didn't judge it or anything. I just let it release. But I definitely felt something big discharge from my heart. So very grateful for that. I want to know, will this call be available for replay as well?
Yes. You can, okay. I will have the replay link on the members page so you can listen to the recording.
Okay. And we can listen to it as many times as we feel prior to the next call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's what I want to share, because I really felt something like move really huge, like a big rock or something. So thank you so much.
Sure, you're welcome. Next caller, last four digits are 9340.
Hi, this is Wendy. Thank you for gifting this program. I feel a deep sense of peace and joy. That nothing in the past matters, and to live in the now.
Great, that sounds awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, once you diffuse a lot of those energies, then you can move forward without some of the old ties and old programmings, because you know, they worked for a certain period of time. Now we want to look at global harmony, collaboration, heart-centered, work, business, connections, and all that. So great. Play with
Thank
the
you.
Energy and information.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Next caller, last four digits are 0818.
Hi, Monsieur. This is Mary. I want to thank you for all the phenomenal work you're doing with us. It's just absolutely incredible. And today what I saw was how my religion taught me to judge, and it creates so much conflict in my life, all of these judgments. There's right and there's wrong, right and wrong. And some people are worthy and some people are not worthy. And what I came to at the end of the call was just, you know, seeing how everybody in the whole world is worthy of love and is love. And getting to that place where we truly, truly see the divine in everyone. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Next caller, last four digits are 9491.
Yes, thank you. Good morning. I'm Monsieur. This is DB. And I just want to
Hello.
Thank you for this opportunity. I am so grateful that who you are, showing humanity how to display compassion. And I really like that about you. And I want to say, what I want to share my experience is that when we were working with our ancestors, that I had a vision of my family tree. And even though I wasn't able to fill everything in, I could see the healing energy and the vortexes and the purification and running out all the dirty water. And I was like sitting, you know, in within the trunk of the tree. And it was just so beautiful. So I just want to thank you for that experience, for me being able to activate that. Also, my heart chakra, I found that putting a crystal during the journey on my heart chakra. It just really helped a lot in raising my vibrational frequency and experiencing oneness. So I just really, really am so happy that you are here on the planet. You're such a blessing to humanity. And I just wish the best of everything for you and your loved ones. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. You know, we are all in this journey together, so let's collaborate and create more magic. Thank you for joining.
Yes, thank you.
Next caller, last 4 digits are 2680.
Hello?
Hi, yes, that's you.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I am here. Thank you for picking me. Ms. Shua, thank you so much for all that you do. I'm the same with everybody else, but the experience that I want to share with you and see if anybody else had the same experience, that when we were talking about the generational healing and the releasing of those effects, through a lavender screen, I kept seeing pictures of people inside that, you know, inside the frame. And they just kept coming and then just moving on. And then another one would come and move on. And I just thought that was really interesting, that that was the possibility of ancestors or even people in this lifetime who have had an influence on me as a child. And I just thought I'd share that with everybody and see if that happened to anybody else on this wonderful journey.
Yeah, thanks for sharing. Yeah, we have all that information in our system, you know, things that happened in the past, things that got passed on from generations, things that we picked up from the environment, from our surrounding, from interaction of other people or other people saying things in the background. So we all have those connections, and some of those connections can cause a lot of disharmony when we absorb them and accept them at a subconscious level. So let's focus on dissolving those so we can really design the reality that we are looking for.
Well, I'm certainly ready for that, Mishra, and thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for joining. Right. Next caller, last 4 digits are 8783.
Hi, Mishra. This is Dolores.
Hi, Dolores.
I want to thank you. I'm going to ditto like everybody else. Thank you for giving us this wonderful program and sharing your wonderful insights and your wonderful gifts. I'm so blessed. I felt some powerful energy come up through me, some powerful energy. So I'm very grateful and so blessed. Thank you. I look forward to Wednesday.
All right. Sounds great. And, you know, do share on the page with others. The more people can go through the program, the more we can transform a lot of deeper issues, and that will create a ripple effect on the planet. So just send them the page, you know, let them read the information, and if it resonates with them, if they are ready for it, they can opt in, and once they opt in, they will get the information about the recordings and the replay. Last caller, last 4 digits are 3475. You're breaking off.
This is Moria.
Okay, now I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. I'm losing you again. You keep breaking off. No, I don't hear anything now. Okay, so I'm going to take a look at the webcast and see if there are any questions. There are over 100 entries. A lot of those are many of you saying, yes, you could hear me when you could hear me clearly when I asked you in the beginning. So let me just scan through the information quickly. Those of you who have general questions, how do I do this, or how do I apply different processes, you know, we have the monthly abundance call the first Sunday of every month, so you can certainly ask any general question there. So I'm just scanning for anything that may be a question. Many of you sharing your experiences about what happened when you were a child, or whether you were not wanted and things that you found out. So, yeah, so one of you mentioned that the sound quality is really bad. Everybody else has been, you know, typing in as the quality is good and everybody can hear me clearly. So, well, I don't have any answer to that. If everybody else heard me clearly, then it may be a connection glitch somewhere. Let's see. I don't see any specific question. Alice is asking about spirituality and divine connection. So, you know, you can define your connection however you want. It is really up to you. The idea is not to get caught up in or and detaching from any of those old fear-based teachings, fear, judgment, anger, you know, punishment. When divine energy, when we look at divine energy, when we talk about divine energy, when we say divine energy is pure love, pure healing, how do we attach judgment and hatred and all the things to it? You know, we dilute that energy with all types of information that are simply not divine, that we create and we impose on ourselves and on others. So how you find the connection or how you want to connect, that is really up to you. But simply think about that highest level of connection where there is only love, there is only healing, there is only joy, there is only abundance, because the universe is abundant. There is no lack or limitation. A lot of you are writing about how grateful you are. And a few other people are writing about spirituality. How would you define it? How would I define it? Well, you know, it depends. You know, however you want to define it is up to you. I just look at the connection. I just look at, you know, where I am, where I'm going. I look at myself as a part of this cosmos. You know, I'm a global citizen. I have trouble with the idea that I belong to any race, religion, culture, group, ethnicity, or anything. I just look at myself as a part of the global network. You know, if any part of your body is in disharmony, let's say if you have a toothache, your entire body hurts. If any part of the planet is in disharmony, it doesn't matter where, the entire planet hurts. And even if you don't feel it, directly we feel that energetically, we feel that in the global consciousness. So I just look at the connection where we design our reality from our heart, you know, and we pure love, joy, and healing energies, and we collaborate, we create, we have fun, and, you know, we boldly go where no one has gone before. Let's see, I think, and some of you are asking about if you can repeat the process by listening to the replay. Yes, you can. One of Jean from Quebec is asking about the dirty water. It creates dirtiness. So dirty water is a visual for your brain. It knows you don't want dirty water. You want clean water. You know, your entire body knows. So when you release something, when you transform it and let that dirty water get flushed out of your system, it gradually gets cleaner, and you will notice that at some point, there is no more dirty water because everything is clean. So your brain understands that visual, you know, very easily. So that's why that's a nice visual for you. But you can use colors and other things, you know, however you want to use it is fine. Many of you are writing in about feeling great connection, feeling a lot of light. Some of you are mentioning about having trouble with the visual. So just simply imagine, if you don't see it, you know, imagine information. Imagine that dirty water coming out of you and focus on, you know, as you flush that out of your system, you will notice that the water is clean. So you can create a mental picture first. And you can communicate with your brain. Once you do it a few times, it will be much easier for you, and your brain will show you the information. Or you may, you know, feel the information. You may have a knowingness. You don't have to see. It depends on what your primary way of noticing is. So however you notice is fine. Some of you are writing about you, or you joined a little late. So yes, once you have, you know, connected, you know, once you registered, you are in the network already. Once you listen, the information or the flow will be much stronger for you. And you can always listen to the replay. All right, I think those are all the questions on the webcast. Many of you have written your experiences, shared your experience, so I didn't go through all of those. Thanks for joining, and thanks for staying longer. As I mentioned, the calls are generally about 75 minutes, but then, you know, I will go through some of the questions and, you know, any of you who are sharing experience on the phone, I would just go through those, and for that, you know, you can, that could be a little longer, but if you have other engagements or if you want to listen to some of the sharing or Q&A later, it's all fine. So we'll see you on Wednesday, the 16th. Take care of yourself, you know, drink a lot of water, herbal tea, if you're into herbal tea, eat and drink as healthy as possible, and focus on healing your body, healing yourself, focus on receiving all the love and healing energies and allowing that energy to flow through you, your family, all the people that you know, and the world, so that we create a global impact and you can notice a global shift in awareness and collaboration. So take care and have a magical rest of your day, and best of your week.